Because reading is what?
Fundamental. Welcome back to another episode of Do You Read BTS? I'm Lisa.
And I'm DeLise. Welcome back. This week, we did a Yoongi story, and it is called Player. And it's by at Kinky Tae, and it's KinkyTaeE on Wattpad. So, let's get into it.
Okay.
The story pretty much involves Jimin, a girl named Rena, which is the also
his sister.
Yeah, his sister, but also the author writes it as like your name. So that's you. And Yoongi. And some of the other members pop up later on, but that's not really
important.
Not really. Not just Tae. Yet. Yeah.
Except for Tae.
Yeah. So Jimin and his sister.
Yeah, so in the beginning of the story, it basically is Yoongi, which is Jimin's friend, moving into their house. Of Jimin's and his sister's house. So he moves in there, and the sister, Rena, she automatically is, like, in love with him. Like, she's been in love with him for so long.
Yeah, like, she was in high school, and she, like, loved him.
Right, and all she wanted to do was be his. Like, she was like, I'm going to get him. Any way necessary. So she started dressing all provocative and just like doing little things to try to catch his attention.
But he wasn't on it because he was out there in the streets and he was always with a different girl. And so she was like, what can I do? I got to figure out something to get his attention. And he always kind of like pushed her off and like, oh girl, stop doing that. And Jimin was always pissed because he's like, why are you wearing these hoe ass clothes, girl? He's like, I want you this attention, I'm gonna get it however I gotta get it.
Right. And like they had that whole movie night and everything.
Yeah.
And then she was like feeling on him, like feeling on his thighs, moving up and stuff. And he like moved her hand and he was like, you a slut.
Right.
Which, I was like, oh.
The nerve, first of all. Because like, seriously, all the girls that you've been going with, okay, don't sit here and call out my girl Reyna.
Right. And this is literally at the first chapter. First
chapter. It just gets right into it. So the thing that I just, real quick, when she's like feeling on him and he like grabs her arm, I saw that in my head. Like I saw that scene. I'm like, ooh, I could just imagine.
Did you just like picture him with the blonde hair? I don't know why. I
always picture
him with the blonde hair.
Yes.
But in the story, it talks about him in black hair.
Yeah, it does.
But I always picture him in blonde hair.
Right. Always, forever and always, because that look is undefeated.
Yes, it's the best look.
I love
blonde Yoongi.
Yeah, same.
And I love blonde Jin too.
Yes. Oh, blonde Jin. Gosh.
Like fire era blonde.
Yes, fire era Jin. Yes. So Yoongi's moving into their place, and at this moment, he's got a girl that he's like messing with. Her name's Hannah, and she's coming over to the house, and so. So she comes to the house, you know, she's not here for no dinner and just talking it up. No, they're here to do the do.
Yep.
And they do just that.
And she always, and Rena always hears it.
Always hears it, but Jimin don't ever hear. If he does hear, they don't ever talk about it.
Right. And that's what made me like, was like, wait, is Jimin in there? Like, why does Jimin never hear?
Right.
I'm glad it wasn't Jimin.
Well, there is that part where they're like, yeah, I dated back in high school or something. She's like, why didn't you tell me?
It was like in the sixth grade, though. They didn't even know each other.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't know, like, themselves like that then.
Yeah, so Yoongi and Hannah go do the do. Rena's in the room kind of feeling some type of way. But she's just like, whatever.
Like, she still want him.
She still wants him. She knows how he is, and she's like, I don't care. Like, I love him, and he's going to love me some way, somehow. Doesn't sound crazy at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. So they go, they're going to go out, and she puts on this really like sexy dress, a velvet red dress, which shout out to Kinky Tay for adding the pictures, because yes.
With the shoes.
Yes.
I was like, yes, girl.
I have those shoes in black. They're not velvet though. They're so cute and comfortable.
Yeah.
So yeah, so they go to this party. She's trying to get his Yoongi's attention, and he's just kind of like, you know, she's your sister's weird, blah 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 blah. And they finally get there. Jimin's feeling some type of way because she's pretty much all exposed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when she get there though, and she's like just doing her own thing, even though she's like looking at Yoongi and watching what he's doing, when she's doing her thing, he's watching her too.
Right, right. And Jimin's like keeps calling her a disgrace and all this, and they meet the boys, and all the boys are like flirting with her because she right. looks good.
Right, she's pretty.
And Yoongi gets mad and's like, Namjoon, stop flirting with her. When the other boys come over, Hobi says something, and Yoongi again says like, hey, you need to stop looking at her like that. Like, he says something every time somebody's looking at her, yet he always pushes her off.
Yes,
she's pretty much like Lisa said, following him around, like looking at him, blah blah blah. Is so yeah, she's staring at Yoongi. Yoongi sees, I want to say it's Hannah or some other girl, and he's like all over her. And so Rena gets upset, and she starts plowing drinks, like shot after shot. And she's not even of age; she's 20 years old.
She's not even 20, is she?
Yeah, she's 20.
Oh, okay, I thought she was younger than that.
Yeah, she's throwing back these drinks, and she's like getting wasted.
Mm-hmm. And while Yoongi is upstairs getting it on, honey. He did not care who house he was at.
Right, right. And so as she's like getting wasted, Tay comes up to her, and he's like asking her like, hey, you know, you're kind of throwing it back. Do you normally drink this much? She's like, I'm just stressed out right now. And then he's like trying to ask for more information. She's like kind of tells him without telling him.
Pouring out her feelings.
Right, right, right.
To him, she didn't even know him.
Right. And then she asks for the bottle, and Tay's like, absolutely the fuck not. You are not getting this bottle. So she ends up passing out. Yeah. Ends up in the hospital. She has alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, I'm like, dad, how much did she drink that fast?
I mean, she was upset. She was doing shot after shot after shot. So
yeah,
I'm sure she was pretty inebriated.
Yeah, because when she went to the hospital, she was out for a couple of days.
Yeah, that blew my mind. I was reading that like, dang, a couple of days?
I know.
Wow.
But when she wakes up in the hospital, she sees
Yoongi. Yep. And she was kind of surprised that he was there, and she's like, why is he here? And
he was being nice to her.
Yeah, super super nice. And she's like getting her hopes up, like, oh, he cares about me.
Yeah.
And he kind of goes off on her for doing what she did, and he's like, and she tells him like, it's your fault that I did that. And he's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Or I think he says what, because I don't think he heard her.
Oh, then after a while he sees Tay that comes and visit her.
Yes.
And he's like, why he here?
Right. But didn't he bring her flowers or something?
He brought her flowers because he's the one that got her to the hospital.
And so Yoongi then asked her again, like, why are you going to tell me? What are you going to tell me about, you know, why is this my fault? And she's like, I saw you with the girl at the party. And he's pretty much like, you're stupid. Why the hell would you do that? Blah, 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 blah. And he ends up leaving the room.
And then I think that's when she goes, after a day, she gets discharged.
Right.
And then that's when she decides, oh, Yoongi acting like he don't want me. I'm about to use Tay to make him.
To get Yoongi jealous.
She decides that she's like, oh, well, he's not wanting me. So I'm going to make him want me by using Tay to make him jealous. So that's when she calls Tay and was like, hey, you want to hang out?
Mm-hmm.
And then Tay's like, yeah, because Tay like her.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go and they hang out. Well, before she even go hang out, she's like all dressed up looking all cute and stuff. And he's like, where are you going? And she's like, I'm going out with Tay. And he was like, oh, well, I thought y'all didn't even have nothing. And she was like, well, we didn't then, but we're friends now. Like, we're good now.
Right.
And he automatically gets mad and upset. And she's like, I don't know why he's upset, but we know why he's
upset. Right. We all know why he's upset. So they go out. The outfit that they put in the book is really cute.
So cute, too.
I'm like, okay. So they go out. But when she goes to meet with Tay, he comes with her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, okay, we going to see Tay then. Let's go. Yeah,
like, he was like, I was going to just make sure that Tay wouldn't try anything with you.
Right. And she's like, oh, okay. All right. So they're hanging out, and it's awkward because Yoongi's there.
Like, Yoongi spent time, like, kept trying to sit between them while they were having, like, bubble tea and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was like, Tay was like, what is your deal? Do you like her? And
right.
He was like, no, I just want to make sure you don't try anything with her. And he was like, but every time I try to talk to her, you come in the middle of us. Like, what's going on?
Right.
But Yoongi would never say that he liked her.
Right. He was going to just act like he didn't care because he got to keep his rep.
Right. He was acting like a real jerk.
Mm-hmm. So after that happens, she decides to go out with Tay again with just them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a good time or whatever. She comes back, or does she go out with him one more time? I don't know. But after she goes out with Tay a few times, Yoongi feels some type of way about it, and he's like, mm-hmm. Why are you keep going out with him? Like, just to see whatever. And he's like, you know what? If you're gonna see him, then don't come talk to me. Or I think he told her,
do not see Tay again ever.
Yeah, and she's like, what the hell? Why not? And he's like, just don't. And he's like, you know what? Switch that. Go ahead and keep seeing him. Don't ever talk to me. Don't ever look at me again. And that makes her break. So she packs it up and leaves.
Yeah, she's like, you know what? I'm just done with this. I don't need to be here. She leaves and goes to her grandma's house.
Mm-hmm. So she goes to her grandma's.
The grandma is very, very rich, okay?
Yeah. right.
Her grandma has maids and everything.
Yeah, talking about, oh, what can we get for you? She's like, uh-oh.
But as soon as she moved in with her grandma says, I need you to get a job.
Right, and she's like, say no more, and she gets a job, like, the next day.
She got a job at a gas station, I think. It was like a convenience store or something. Mm-hmm. And it was nighttime job.
Yeah, and while she's working one night, some guy tries to pretty much, like, rape her. And in walks Yoongi and saves the day.
Like, we don't know where he came from. Like, the story don't say even why he was there. Because when she asked him why he came there, he was like, don't even ask me why I was there. But we want to know why he was there. Like, what made you come all the way to Busan?
Because
they was in Busan, weren't they?
I think they were, yeah.
They were, like, in Busan, and, like, before she was living in Seoul. So that's, like, a good 2 hours away.
And he was just I was just in the area.
I was just downtown, you know.
Right.
So, yep, Yoongi saves the day, and then... Is that when he, like, told her he loved her? Like, he confessed his love, like, then?
Yeah, so... Oh, wait, before
that...
He
doesn't even take her back home. They go back to the hotel room he was in.
Mm-hmm. Before... So, something I forgot to mention about this, before she left, she tells Tay, like, hey, man, I'm gonna just be honest with you real quick. Like, I'm really sorry for all this, but I was just using you to get to Yoongi, but I'm about to go to my grandma's house, so, you know... Mm-hmm. I won't bother you anymore, type of thing. Like, again, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, you know what? I'm not even mad, but, you know, I'm glad you told me the truth.
Right. Okay, so then flash forward again. So something else we forgot to mention. When she left, she did talk to Jimin, and she found out that Yoongi also left.
Yeah.
So,
go back to the hotel. Time to get back to the hotel. That's when they, like, talk about it. And she asked him why he left. And, like, that's when he confessed his love to her and all that stuff. And he basically told her he left because...
Oh, yeah. He said, I missed you a lot and I think I'm in love with you. And she's like, shut up. You're lying.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, for real. He's like, I thought me pushing you away would help me forget you. And it didn't. So,
which we still don't know why. He was trying to push himself away from her.
Right. Well, there's a part where he's like, I didn't think I was gonna fall for you or something like that, or I wasn't planning on falling for you, something like that. Oh, that's what he says. I wasn't supposed to catch feelings.
Mm-hmm. But why not?
And that's why not? That was the question. Why? After this, they get down to business. They do what they do, you know. They have some sex.
The story is not that great in this story.
It's very
it's quick and to the point.
Surface level. Yeah, it's very like surface level.
Right, smut. Like not very detailed like we like. We like good detailed smut. Like I wanna know everything you're doing.
Exactly.
I need this visualization in my head.
Right.
So
they do the do. They do not use a condom. Nope. And that's just what it is. They end up getting back to wherever Jimin's house is. They get... Oh, wait. No, they go to Yoongi's house.
He takes her back home. He takes her back to the grandma's house, right?
So he takes her back to get her stuff from her grandma's house. And they decide to move in together.
Really quick. Like,
because why not? Right. Why not?
Like, I expected her to be like, hey, can I move in? He was like, no, that's too fast. But he didn't do that at all.
Yeah, because he's been, like, in love with her, too. Uh-huh. But he just didn't know how to express it because reasons. Right. So
they go back and get their stuff.
Yeah, she goes back to the stuff. They go to Yoongi's house. And
oh, we missed it, like. Missed this part going back. Like, remember, he took her to the house. Her grandma was trying to get her into Harvard, which she was accepted to Harvard.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why and how she got accepted to Harvard. I live in America, okay? But her grandma had some pull. She was accepted to Harvard, and she was like, you just like your mama. You don't even want to do anything. Blah, 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 blah. She was like super mad at her for that.
Yeah, she was like, you're dead to me because the nerve of you to bring up my dead mother.
Yeah.
So she was like, I'm never talking to that woman again.
Right.
So
we didn't even mention that her mother and father was murdered.
Yep, that's what I was gonna say. Yep.
And we don't even know how they got murdered. Don't even go into it.
Yeah, they don't go into it a whole lot, but we just know that they're not there.
Right.
So all that goes on, they move in together, they decide, hey, we need to tell Jimin. And but they're like kind of scared because they already know Jimin's gonna feel some type of way about it. Well, to their surprise, he wasn't really shocked. he already knew.
Yep, he already knew it was going down.
Mm-hmm. And so was it Yoongi that asked him, how did you know?
Yeah, well, it was one of them. And he was like, I already knew because he was trying too hard not to be with you.
Right. He's like, it was super obvious.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, after all that conversation, he was like, okay, be careful and don't get pregnant, basically.
Right, but too late. So
too late, right?
Right. So when they get back,
she goes to his apartment and then he has a beautiful layout.
Yes. I wish I could live in something like that. It is so pretty.
It was so nice too.
That cost me a fortune out here.
I mean, really. It will cost you a fortune anywhere because that was a nice apartment.
Yeah, definitely.
It more looked like a lifestyle almost.
Yeah, it does.
It was really nice.
Yeah. So they go up there. I think they do the do again. They do
a lot after that.
Like, that's true.
Like all the time.
Yeah. The good is they give a smut warning. So if you're not into smut, there's smut warnings in the story so that you can skip right on over those if you're not really one of those type of girls that wants to read it. You know, yeah. I don't want to say girls because anybody can read this stuff, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's not that bad of smut though.
Yeah, it's really honestly not. But you know, some people,
yeah,
some people just not into it.
I said, not me. I'm very much into it.
Yeah. After her, it's only been like a week since her and Yoongi started dating, and she's been like sick as I don't know what. And
she doesn't know why she's been throwing up,
right? And he doesn't apparently either.
Right? Like, I don't know why I'm throwing up every morning.
Right? He's like, "Did you eat something bad?" She's like, "I don't know. I don't know what's going on."
Right.
So
he tells her, "If you're not better in like a week, I'm taking you to the doctor."
Right.
So they, during this time, they were invited to go over to Jimin's place because Jimin was having, I forgot his girlfriend's name.
What was her name?
Something with an S. But he was having her move in. And so he was like, hey, I'm kind of glad that you're staying with Yoongi because she was going to move in. So thanks.
Right, right.
So when she go, when they get to Jimin's house, they're hanging out and Jimin's girlfriend is talking to Hannah and she's like, yeah, I mean, not Hannah, to Raina. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, I hope we can be friends. Oh, by the way, congratulations on your pregnancy. And she's like, what?
Yeah, because she's a nursing student.
Yeah, she's a nursing student. I don't know. Anyway.
There is no way she would have known she was pregnant.
After a week? No, ma'am.
Yeah, because after she told her that, they like, she jetted up out of there. They left. She was like, oh, by the way, can you stop me by the pharmacy? They went and got a test. She ended up pregnant. But she didn't even tell him then, did she?
Nope, she didn't.
She didn't tell him until she... Dang, she didn't even tell him then. Like, she scheduled an appointment at the doctor. And the doctor was like, congratulations, you're 1 week pregnant. We have no idea how the nursing student knew she was 1 week pregnant.
Right, one whole week.
So she was 1 week pregnant. And she didn't know what she was going to do. And all this stuff happened.
And her and Yoongi get into an argument. And so she moves out and ends up back on Jimin's doorstep.
Right.
To move and, back in.
And she tells Jimin that she is pregnant.
Right. And so he's like, hey girl, you need to go back over there and you need to tell him what's up. And she's like, I don't know. And she's like, I guess you're right. I'll go and
Jimin,
tell him.
But Jimin was more like, I got company now. I'm going to need you to go back.
Right. I need you to figure this out because my girl is in this thing. So
right.
Whatever you do, it needs to be involved in Yoongi's house.
Exactly.
So she goes, she does end up talking to him and telling her, him that she's pregnant. He takes it better than I expected.
Yeah.
He definitely does.
But she didn't think he would.
Yeah, she didn't think he would. So they go through that whole thing about her being pregnant. There's a time later on where Tae comes back in the picture and he's like, yeah, I just want to be friends, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, cool. He seems like a legit guy. Yoongi's like, nope. No, man.
Yoongi did not like him anywhere, period. He'd never have liked him.
Mm-mm.
Like, as far as this, like, it kind of time skips where the pregnancy starts to progress.
Mm-hmm.
And as that started happening, she was hanging out with Yoongi, I mean, with Tae more.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like 7 or 8 months when she finally went out with him. And she was like, that was going to be their, like, last time hanging out.
Yeah.
And then he took her to an alley.
Yeah, he tried to, like, he tried to get her. He talked about some, that should be my child in your belly.
Yeah.
You know, I've always loved you, blah, 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 blah. She was like, wait a minute.
He went real psycho on her.
Right. And she was like, crap, crap, crap. Yoongi was right. Crap, 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 crap.
Yeah, the whole time Yoongi was right.
Right.
And the whole time she was out there screaming, Yoongi, because he was feeling her up. He was like trying to take her clothes off. He was trying to rape her right there in the alley.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Tae, I feel so sorry that made you the bad guy in this story. I do love Tae.
I know. I don't know why. A lot of the fanfics we've read are...
Tay's crazy.
Tay is crazy. So, yeah.
So, once again, Yoongi comes to save the day.
Right.
He was like, you effing psycho. You try to rape a pregnant girl. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, he beat the crap out of Tae.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he beat him up, like, so good. Like, almost close to death beat him up.
Right. And she had to step in and was like, hey, man, I think he got it. You know, chill out, we'll go home, whatever, whatever.
Yeah, so they call the police. The police come and get Tae.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of wanted more with this story with Tae. Like, I wanted him to get out.
Right. I wanted
him to try again. I wanted all this stuff, but it didn't happen.
I kept thinking, as it was, like, going through the story, I'm like, all right, so he's going to get out. Their lives are going to be ruined or whatever, but that never comes.
Right, right.
Never comes.
There was some drama in this story, but not like a whole lot of drama.
Right, right. Some of these other stories are like drama after drama, and you're like, oh, yeah, I can't catch a break.
Right. That's totally what we was looking at. What's going to happen next?
Yeah.
Because we're so used to reading all these stories with so much drama in them, one after another.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then Yugi saves the day. Like, he takes her back home and her water breaks on the way to the house.
So they have to run to the hospital. Oh, wait, no. She doesn't have the baby in the hospital.
She didn't?
Oh, wait, hold on. He's mixing up stories.
Because her water breaks.
Yeah.
Like, going into the house.
Were they driving to the hospital? Wait, hold on. I don't remember. I'm trying to think, like, dang, I forgot if she made it. There's a story I was reading, and she was like, let's just do this right in the house.
Yeah, guys, warning, if you read stories like Mandy would say, you will mix up these stories in your head.
Yeah, because that's exactly what I did, because she definitely was at a hospital.
Right.
Wow, how did I mess that up? Anyway, yeah, she goes to the hospital, she has the baby.
She has the baby.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
And they named her, what they named her?
Girl.
It was something with the...
Yuri?
With the Y.
Yuri?
Yuri. Which is cute. I kind of like it.
Yeah, it was a cute name.
Yeah.
And so, she's a little girl.
Yeah. And so they have the baby and everything, all that good stuff. And then they leave the hospital. Don't that story remind you of the JK story when she was like in that coma and then she got out? And they liked it.
Yes. Yes.
That's what it reminded me. I'm sorry.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Anyway, so they go to the hospital. I mean, they have the baby. They get out of the hospital. It wasn't a lot of detail in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. But she hasn't told Jimin yet.
Yeah.
She's, like, waiting to surprise him until, like, they come. I think they come over, and he sees the baby and is like, oh, hey, there's a whole child here. She's like, surprise.
Yeah, he was like, why you didn't tell me you was having a baby? She was like, I wanted to surprise you. Yeah, they like hang out, because she, like, when she got home, she wanted to make, like, a meal for Jimin.
Mm-hmm.
And Yugi was like, you're not doing anything, like, sit down.
Right.
And so, yeah, Jimin comes over. They have, like, this little time. And they weren't even there long. So I'm glad she didn't make dinner or nothing, because they weren't there long.
Right.
And so then Jimin gets to hold the baby. And they get to play with the baby. And the baby cries when Jimin picks her up. And he's like, oh, but she doesn't like me.
And then the girlfriend's like, yeah, we should have a baby.
Yeah.
Let's just have one. And he's like, wait a minute. And she's like, I'm just playing.
But she went and she was serious.
She was serious.
But they leave, and then what else happens?
That's kind of really it. Like, that's really all that happens. And then I know, like, as the baby's getting older, the Jimin's girlfriend's like, yeah, I'll watch the baby. So they pretty much give the baby to her a lot.
Yeah,
so
like
have adult time.
Yeah. A lot of good smut.
Yeah, a lot of good smut. So they do that a lot.
But then Yugi tells her that, oh, my mom wants to meet you.
Yes.
And so she's like, oh, your mom wanna meet me. Now they done been together for a good minute by now.
Yeah, then had a whole child together.
Yeah, everything. And like, they was like, oh, your mom wanna meet me? Okay, whatever. So then, you know, they drive all the way to... Do they drive to Daegu? Where do they drive to?
I forget where they drove to.
I don't know
to.
If they mentioned it. I keep wanting to say Busan, but I think that's where her grandma was at. But maybe they was going to Daegu too? To his parents?
I don't... Oh, wait. We forgot a big part, girl, before they went to his place.
What?
He proposes to her at the place that her dad proposed to her mom. Remember?
Oh, I thought that was after.
No, because they go to the mom, the parents' house, and she's like, I'm surprised you know the difference between fiance and whatever, fiancee or something.
Yeah, and I was like, wait a minute, I didn't even know the difference.
Girl, same. I had to look that up. I'm like, ooh, okay.
Okay, who knew? Yeah, go ahead. They were...
Yeah, so they drive to a location that her dad had proposed to her mom. It's like on the beach. It's something that she always wanted, like if she's going to get proposed to. And Jimin was the only one that knew that. And I guess Yoongi had asked Jimin, like, I guess in passing, where they should go. And he's like, go there. So he proposes to her there. And she's like, absolutely, let's do this.
Right.
That's when they go. Eventually, they go meet the mom. First of all, I just want to say, like, the way that she describes them parenting is so cute. Mm-hmm. Like they hand off the kid back and forth.
Yes, it is. Like, it is so cute.
It's really cute.
It really reminds me of me and my husband. Stuff is more of a fight. Like, it's your turn. No, it's your turn.
Yeah. It's so cute.
But yeah. We didn't mention that Yuki has a job out of nowhere that nobody ever talks about.
Oh, yeah. His parents come from money.
Yep.
And like, I guess in turn, he's got money.
Yeah, and he works for his brother at a big company.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But she didn't know that they had money until they drove up
to the parents' house. Yeah.
Which was nice, because then he knew that she was not just using him for money and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they get to the house, and the mom was like kind of standoffish. She was kind of mean, but yeah, she was doing it for a reason.
Yeah, to see if she pretty much fit.
Right.
Yeah. And so she was giving a hard time, and he's like, this is my fiance, you need to get it together because I love her and I'm gonna marry her. And
right,
she says something to, she pretty much is like, why do you bother talking to me, you could just, she's like, I'm not afraid to cut ties with you. And Rena's like, no, you can't do that, that's your mom, blah blah blah, blah. Uh-huh. You know, I'll love him, and I really do love him, I would never do anything to hurt him, like, you might not like me, but
you know. Right, because Yuki was like sad, but she was like, "All right, bet." Like, I'm
right. He was good with that. Right, he was like, "Okay, cool. Say no more, girl."
Yeah, because he already didn't really deal with them anyway because they were rich, snobby people.
Right, and then when Rena says all that stuff about how she's not after his money and she's here for him, she loves him, all that stuff. The mom's like, "Hey, you passed the test," and she's like, "Bitch, what?"
Right.
That was so funny. I think that's exactly what I said when I was reading. I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, welcome to the family, whatever, whatever. Everything's cool. They're playing with the baby.
Then she was like, let's go dress shopping.
What? Yeah.
Like, this just happened. We just met.
Right. And she's like, you know, I have somebody that'll help you with for wedding planning. Oh, by the way, why don't you have your wedding, like, next month?
Right. And she like, what? A mom?
Right. So they plan this elaborate wedding. In a month.
Right.
And they do all this other stuff. And then they get married. They go on their honeymoon. And they pretty much make another baby.
Right. Yeah, because he was like, oh, I forgot. Like, when they got there, he was like, oh, I got to get condoms. And then he leaves out and go get condoms. But they was in Paris.
And
he didn't know what the man was saying. So he came back and she was like feeling on herself and stuff. And then they got it on. And she was like, well, why didn't you get condoms? He was like, well, I came back to do something, but you was already.
Right. He was like, he was like this. So I had to, you know, follow suit.
Yeah. He was like, it's about time we have another baby. And that was the end of the story.
Yeah,
I kind of wanted a part two.
I did. Because I still feel like, what happened with Tay? Does he get out of jail? Does he come back and try to take the baby? Like, we're just so ruined by by these other fanfics.
Right, because we read sequels so much. Like, so we not really left in the dark because they go on for so long. But mm-hmm. in this story, we kind of still wanted to know. Almost like the Jin story last week. Mm-hmm. We wanted to know what happened to the parents. How did they get murdered? We still don't know that. Did Tay get out? Like, what happened with Tay? Like,
does Jimin and Homegirl get married and have kids? Like, right. I just want to know.
Yeah. What happened to the rest of BTS? They back there somewhere.
They still at the party, girl.
They still turn up at the party.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I want to know. So, yeah, it was some unanswered questions. So, did you like the story?
Yeah, I really did like the story. I enjoyed it. It took us a couple of tries to get to a Yoongi story that we wanted to talk about.
Right, so because this was like we read a good two or three stories before we got this one, because a lot of them was not like they didn't end. There was like to be continued.
Right.
And I'm still mad about that story.
I know it, girl.
I'm still mad about that story.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was called We Don't Speak the Same Language, if you guys want to look it up. It's really good. It's really good, but it does not...
It's not completed.
It's not complete, so we don't know.
Yeah. I have so many questions.
I want to know, does Yoongi have another baby by another woman?
Right. I need these questions answered.
Yes. I'm like, I almost want to get on there and be like, ask to Arthur, are you going to finish this story?
What's happening?
What happened?
Right.
But the story seemed kind of old.
Oh, did it? I didn't even look at that. I just...
Because some of the dates was like 2016 in the story.
Oh.
And so I wonder, is this story that... I mean, I never paid attention. Like, I don't know if they have dates when they were published or whatever. I don't even pay attention to it. But it sounds pretty old, like the story's pretty old. And I don't know if they're going to continue it, but it is so good.
It is. It is a really good story.
Yeah, but we had to find a complete story to talk about it this week.
Yes. And so we did. Mm-hmm. And this was our little review on it.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good. Definitely a good one. Next week, we'll do a Hobie story.
Yay! Hobie got some good stories out here, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're not going to talk about the really great one we love.
Yeah.
We have to go all the way back. We'll mention it, I guess. And,
yeah, we'll mention it next episode.
Yeah, that was probably the best.
I mean, I haven't really read, other than that first one, I haven't really read too many Hopi stories.
That story put you in the game, didn't it?
That was it. That's the one that got me into fanfics. I was like, all right, I'm here for the ride.
Right, it was great. It was great.
It was so good. Oh, my gosh, such a good story.
Yeah. So we'll talk about the Hopi story next week, and we hope you guys join us. Oh, we should mention our... Instagram. We have an Instagram.
Oh, that's right.
So we have an Instagram on Do You Read BTS? D-O-U, the U, letter U, read BTS. And then we have a Twitter, same one, Do You Read BTS?
Mm-hmm.
And
our email is doyoureadbts@yahoo.com.
Right, so feel free to hit us up anytime. And let us know what you're reading.
Let us know.
What are you reading on? What's your platform?
Or if you have any suggestions for stories that we should read, or if you have, you know, a story you want us to review, let us know. Like, just hit us up and we definitely do that.
We are here for it. Trust us. We would definitely read it.
Yes. All right, guys. Thanks for joining in.
Hi.
See you next week.
Bye.